This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back with an instant reaction podcast to a press conference. David Lake joined, as always, by Gabby Urrutia. And we are right outside the Hecht Athletic Center following Mario Cristobal's introductory press conference. In front of administrators, boosters, former players, family, friends, media. A lot of people there. The largest contingent I think I've ever seen at an introductory press conference at UM, dating back to Randy Shannon's introductory press conference. So, you know, I think Gabby, it was no surprise. I certainly expected it. Mario Cristobal winning the press conference, grade him at an A+. You know, I don't know how much exposure you've had to Mario, so I'm just kind of curious, how did you take it all in, right? Like, was there anything, I mean, were you impressed? Was there anything that surprised you that he said? What stuck out to you most about what he had to say during his introductory press conference today?
Yeah, I mean, I was extremely impressed. I mean, I think I said it on the last podcast, I watched his introductory press conference at Oregon before this one, so had a little bit of an understanding of how he sort of operated and things like that. But man, I was just completely, I was really honestly just blown away, really by his humility. You know, he really wants to get this thing rolling, really believes in competition, is making it about the people. I think that's something that you brought up, David, even throughout this like hiring process, or you know, when there was speculation that Miami would go get him. You know, Miami really tried to make it a point of emphasis that they're going to invest in people, and I think that's something that he said verbatim during this press conference. And I think that's a, you know, that it might not always be about the fanciest facilities and all that stuff, and while all those things are great, and he said this too, you could have all the facilities and you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have the people, and he went as far as to say the sports psychologist, the nutritionist, the strength and conditioning programs, you know, it's tough to make it all come together. So just his commitment to people in this organization, and you know, how it's going to be so competition driven, how he is going to just, he said the words that he's going to be a relentless recruiter. It seems like that's going to be a major point of emphasis for him. So, you know, really came away just really, really impressed by, you know, how he presented himself, how he spoke, and really his vision for the program. You could tell that he's even like emotional about it a little bit too. You could see him get choked up a little bit. I think this really means a lot to him. And, you know, while I thought that, you know, him coming home and the whole homecoming angle was a, you know, something legitimate and all that stuff, I don't think it really hit me until I sort of heard him speak about it and how much that meant to him, and him address his son saying, you're going to be around family that you've never really had the opportunity to be around before. So, you know, I came away, you know, again, just really touched, really, really excited, man. Just really jacked up about, you know, what he's going to be able to do here and everything that he sort of said.
Yeah, Mario, you know, as much as he wanted to fight it, he did get emotional. He choked up. And I think one good quote he gave, you know, when some emotions were hitting him, he said, quote, the university was a game changer in my life, and I've never been the same since. Right. It's clear that this program means a lot to him. He was saying during a breakout session with the media how he thinks it's so cool now that his sons can see all this, because they, I believe they were born when he was the coach at FIU, but they were so young. You know, they grew up in Alabama. They obviously have been in Oregon here the last four or five years. And so they don't really understand just, you know, how much the community in Miami loves Mario. And he even joked, he's like, man, my kids are kind of like blown away by how many people know me. And he said too, you know, really, he said he had to explain to his wife how, you know, growing up, or the first, what, 30 years of his life or so, probably even later than that. Really, his whole life was like a four mile radius of you know, Columbus, Westchester, University of Miami, FIU, right? So there's a lot of people in those areas that love Mario. And you know, it was cool to see that him hit that, hit those emotions. And you touched on it too, Gabby. You talked a lot about recruiting, right? You asked a good question about what is it about the South Florida recruits that make them different than other, you know, other areas. And I think one good quote he gave was, guys play football down here because it is their calling. It's a way of life down here. It is important. Football is life. So, you know, obviously we know Mario. I mean, I don't think people understand when, like, I think we throw the good recruiter tag on a lot of guys that maybe don't deserve it.
Right.
It's like legit with this guy. And, you know, he said, talent acquisition is the most critical factor of any program. So, you know, it was cool to see. I think just newsy things to touch on. He said he hasn't made any staffing decisions, but I do think it's worth mentioning Alex Mirabal was there
right in
person, right? His right-hand man, offensive line coach. He did say he's going to interview and talk with the existing coaches and get to know them, you know, essentially give them a chance to maybe be retained. He said, I think it's worth noting that current players, Tyler Van Dyke, Will Mallory, John Campbell, were in the audience. He went out of his way to mention Tyler, right, about how important it is for a quarterback to be a leader. He also made it clear how he's excited to work with Tyler moving forward. And then, yeah, in terms of, like, he was asked what his vision is for the offense and defense. And, you know, he said he didn't really go into details. He just went with the multiple tagline. He wants to be multiple on offense, multiple on defense. He did make it clear, though, how important the line of scrimmage is to him on offense, you know, building up that offensive line. So overall, you know, I think I expected him to crush it, and he crushed it. And now he's going to hit the recruiting trail hard. I've already, you know, I've heard from some commits, and they're like, they were reaching out to me this morning, you know, people around the commits, and they were telling me, man, Mario's different when it comes to recruiting. This guy is an animal. So he's already getting to work in terms of the phones. He's going to start hitting the trail here. I think Tuesday afternoon, he was kind of hinting at it, that he's got to get on the road and start recruiting. So it's a new era. It's an exciting time. You have any parting shots here, Gabby, that you want to, before we wrap this up?
Yeah, I mean, just, I guess, more on the recruiting stuff. Like, it just seems like there's just, like, just a lot of excitement. You know, even talking to some of the guys, even currently on staff, you know, they've been working to set up, just sort of set the table for him in terms of recruiting and all that stuff. And, you know, from what I gather, there's going to be a meeting today at some point to sort of figure out what the rest of the week is going to look like. And, you know, I think that this is going to get rolling pretty quickly. So I expect, you know, really good things, just really as we close towards the early signing period on the 15th, which I guess is, you know, 7-8 days away at this point. You know, I expect them to work very diligently on the road. And again, what sort of building on David's point, he is a real life recruiter. He's not just a paper recruiter or anything like that. He takes a lot of pride in this. And I think that was very clear today during his press conference. So, you know, a lot to be excited about regarding Miami football right now.
Exciting times ahead. And again, want to point out, let me sell here for a little bit. Annual subscription to InsideTheU.com is now $53. That's 50% off. So, you know, essentially $5 a month, right? We appreciate your support. If you enjoy this podcast, maybe take advantage of that deal. A lot of people have, man, in the last week or so. And we are so grateful for all of your support. So, we'll wrap it up there. I'm sure we'll have another podcast here once some of the recruiting buzz kind of gets more concrete. And till next time, take care.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.